Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Adam Felber has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Charlie Pierce has 3. Sue Ellicott has 2.
All right, then. So, Sue, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first sentence. Fill in the blank. Donald Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice made a surprise joint appearance this week in blank.
Iraq.
Right. Police arrested 30 men suspected of bombing a beach resort this week in blank.
Florida.
No, Egypt. Saying her apology was disingenuous, Crown Publishing rejected a Harvard author's explanation that she had blanked accidentally.
Plagiarized.
Right. Duty-free shops at Oslo's airport have withdrawn a perfume that comes in a bottle shaped like a blank.
Bomb.
It's good enough. A hand grenade, yes, called Flower Bomb. According to Us Weekly, blank is expecting her second child with husband Kevin Federline.
Britney
Spears, yes. By using sleight-of-hand tricks, illusionist blank convinced armed muggers in West Palm Beach that he had nothing in his pockets.
David Copperfield?
Right. As part of the recovery effort from Katrina, a legislative committee in Louisiana has passed a bill that would give the rebuilding process its own blank.
Pet sheep.
The answer is theme song.
Oh.
The Katrina recovery effort now has its theme song. New Orleanians, you may be living in a trailer, and everything you own might now be a home for a colony of Mississippi catfish, but now you have an official song. It is the Cajun two-step Come Back to Louisiana. Opponents of the bill, there were three of them in the committee, they were unanimous in saying, "Are you out of your minds?" But sadly, they were in the minority.
Theme from Recovery.
Carl, how did Sue do in our quiz?
Sue had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Sue has taken the lead.
All right. Charlie, you're up next. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Fill in the blank. Bells tolled in the Ukraine on Wednesday morning to mark the 20th anniversary of the nuclear accident in blank.
Chernobyl.
Right. In defiance of the UN on Thursday, the president of blank said that his country would continue to enrich uranium.
Iran.
Right. After a juror became ill, deliberations were delayed in the sentencing trial for blank.
Zacharias Moussaoui.
Right. Saying he'll be making, quote, significantly more than he did as the head of FEMA, blank announced his first clients as a disaster management consultant.
Brownie!
Right, Michael Brown. A man who attempted to rob a Milwaukee sports complex was foiled when he blanked.
Paid for a ticket.
Could not find the exit. On CNN's Larry King Live, blank said he doesn't recall ever telling Bob Woodward to, quote, follow the money.
Deep throat, Mark Felt.
Right. Blank hit his 711th career home run on Wednesday.
Barry Bonds.
Right. The drugs must be taking effect. A California resident was surprised to come home early and find the carpenter he had hired to build his bookcases blanking.
Hammering.
No, walking around his house naked. Carpenter Percy Honnable.
Was he working?
He was about to play poker.
Well, he said, the carpenter did, that he had taken his clothes off because he didn't want to get them dirty. And he said, working naked gives him a better range of motion. The homeowner paid the carpenter.
And a better range of options of motion,
yes,
for that. Yeah.
The homeowner paid the carpenter for his work, but according to police, deducted $200 so he could change his locks. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Charlie now has 15 points, and he has taken the lead.
So how many, then, does Adam need to win?
6 correct answers.
6 correct answers. Okay, Adam, feel ready?
Somewhat.
All right. Fill in the blank. This is for the game. Construction began Thursday on the Freedom Tower, the skyscraper that will replace the blank.
World Trade Center.
Right. On Wednesday, White House aide blank testified for the 5th time before the grand jury investigating the leak of a CIA officer's identity.
Darth Rove.
Carl Rove.
Oh, yes, Carl Rove.
The Vatican began studying whether it should condone the use of blanks to help prevent the spread of AIDS.
Condoms.
Right. In a rare video appearance, blank said any government formed in Iraq would be a, quote, stooge for the U.S.
Osama bin Laden.
No, al-Zarqawi.
Oh, al-Zarqawi.
Canadian bloggers are trying to track down photographs to prove that new conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper once blanked.
Smoked marijuana.
No, entered a Star Trek costume contest.
Oh, man.
That is much more embarrassing.
The Green Bay Packers announced that they had convinced blank to return for another season.
Brett Favre.
Right. A driver in Missouri who had a heart attack was saved by a passing blank.
I'm going to go with cow.
No. A passing defibrillator salesman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right. And wait a minute, Peter. He was driving down the highway with the farmer's daughter, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
It looked bad for Carolyn Holt. She crashed her car after suffering a heart attack. But luckily for her, she had her accident just as two nurses and Steve Earle, defibrillator salesman, were passing by. The nurses worked in reviving her. Earle whipped out his sample defibrillator.
Hooked it up to the car battery.
Did a demonstration right there on the roadside. This technique worked. Holt is doing fine. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed 6 correct answers. He had just 4 correct answers.
Oh, my goodness.
Not going to win now.
So with 15 points, Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.